Learning Nefesh HaChaim, Shaar Gimel, Perek Hei, Chapter 5, the last few paragraphs of the chapter. We were speaking last time about how it works out that there are two perspectives. From Hashem's perspective, which is the reality, Hashem fills all of reality fully. From our perspective, so we only see what we see. We see Hashem as being up in the heavens, and down here we hardly see him at all. And we realize that we have to try and get there. We have to try and work on ourselves to get there to see more of Hashem. We have to get to higher levels to see more of Hashem. So he brings a very beautiful explanation here that fits in with this idea. And it starts as follows. L'chein nikra hu yisborach. And therefore, Hashem, the best one, is called B'chol Divrei Chazal. In all the words of Chazal, Hashem is always called B'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? The Holy One, blessed be He. That's the term we use all over. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki b'chalalu b'zeh Hashem HaNichbod. Because this, what makes this name so special, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because included in this honorable name, Elu Shtei HaBechinos Yachad, these two concepts together. Both of these concepts, and as Hashem from the true perspective, from His perspective, and Hashem from our perspective, those two concepts are included in this name. Ki Kodesh, the name Kodesh, Perusha Muvdal V'Nali. Right? The concept of Kodesh being holy means separate and elevated. That's what Kodesh means. Kodesh means separate, separate from this world. That which is separate is called Kodesh. Right? If you sanctify as an item, so you separate it from your usage, you separate it from regular usage in the world. Everyone's forbidden. You take a cow and you sanctify it, you maktish it. So therefore, no one can get any benefit from the cow. No one can milk it, no one can plow with it, no one can ride on it. It becomes elevated. It becomes. That's what Kodesh means. Kodesh means it's way up there, it's beyond all, you can't touch it. It becomes untouchable. So that's what Kodesh means. Muvdal v'nale, separated and elevated. And this is in terms of Hashem. From Hashem's point of view, He is separate from our reality. Where He is in truth separate and distinct and very, very much elevated from all of the matters of different distinctions, shinuyim, or different types of changes. In other words, in our world, all sorts of changes. If you're here, then you're not in Japan. And if you're in Japan, then you're not here. Right? There are different places and there are different situations and there's different positions. Someone's higher, he's got a more important job. Someone's got a lower point, lower type of job. Someone's got more money, another person's got less money. Someone's more healthy and strong, another person is more weakly and sick. So there are all of these shinuyim, all sorts of different changes from room to room, from moment to moment, life changes. From situation to situation, life is never the same. But Hashem is beyond all that. Hashem doesn't change. With Hashem is, it's just, there is no change. He is change. He doesn't change. He's changeless. He's one united, one uniform being. Like a kol mole achdus gomul. All of Hashem, all of that, the entire perspective of Hashem is all one single absolute unity. Bashvog Mura, with absolute equality. He's the same everywhere. Hashem just permeates the whole of reality and He's the same everywhere. There are no changes. It's not hot. One day it's hot, one day it's cold, one day it's raining, one day it's sunny. Hashem, there's no changes at all. So that's in terms of that He's totally separate from this world, which is a world of change. Not, yesterday is not the same as today. Tomorrow won't be the same as today. The world keeps changing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that at all. Where He is, there's no change at all, and that makes Him totally separate from this world, which is the world of change. Muruma me'al kol brocha v'tzila, and He's beyond even blessings. When we bless Him, or when we praise Hashem, it doesn't touch Him. And if you start praising your friend, you see how he starts to glow. You see how he starts to smile from ear to ear. And you start praising him, everyone starts clapping for him. You know, you see how he like starts swelling up. He feels good about himself. Hashem is beyond all praises. Hashem in the absolute form is unaffected by our praises. He's unaffected by our davening. He doesn't need it. It's totally, he doesn't need it. So then why are we davening? We're doing it for ourselves. We're not really doing it for Hashem, because Hashem doesn't really need it. He doesn't need it. So therefore, he's beyond it all. He's beyond any praise. He's beyond any brocha. He doesn't need to be blessed. Hashem doesn't need to be blessed because he's totally perfect. He's totally whole. He has absolutely everything. There's nothing you can give Hashem, because Hashem is not lacking anything. Ein tikunim, tikun ein. If you look in the Zohar in the tikunim, the gam lo shayach brings the gam lo shayach klal lefi zoyis abchina shum inyan to sefes ribui brocha. And according to this, it's not applicable at all. According to this concept, where Hashem is total perfection, and he totally fills the worlds, he's totally equal everywhere. So there's no such concept of adding to Hashem. You can't add to Hashem because he is full. He's perfect. You can't add to what's perfect. He's not more perfect. He is total perfection is perfection. So you can't add to him. You can't bless him more. You can't make Hashem more blessed. This is all in terms of this term Kodesh. Since it's all one simple unity, one type, one form of unity. It's like a simple substance called unity. Simple, not in simplistic, but simple in being that it's all one. It's all one thing. One existence, one element. Levad, Ad Shakol Achdus Poshut Levad Kekoidim Abriya. Just like Hashem was before He created the world, so He is the exact same after He created the world. Nothing affects Him. Even what He did, His whole creation doesn't change Him in any way. And that's different to us. If a person does something, does a project, he builds a house, it changes the person. A person writes a book, it changes him, it affects him. A person sits and learns a Gemara, it affects him. The fact that he learns a Gemara is going to change him. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't change at all. Even he was the same as he was before he created the world, he's the same after he created the world. Kamo Shekos, like the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, El mi tedamyuni, to whom will you compare me? Eshva, the Eshva Yoima Kodesh, that I should be equal to it. To whom can you compare me? Since Hashem is the creator of all, what element in his world can be compared to Hashem? Everything in the world comes from Hashem. He created absolutely everything. So what is there in the world that we can say, that's like Hashem? Nothing can be like Hashem. Nothing can be like Hashem, because Hashem is way beyond. You can't be like Hashem. Hashem is the creator. There's no created thing that can be like the creator. Hashem is just so way beyond. Nothing can be compared to Hashem, because everything comes from Hashem. Everything is just a little project of Hashem. So therefore, that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu is way, way beyond, and that's the term Kodesh. That verse is referring to his absolute unity, which is something way beyond anything that's been created. Like it brings in the Zohar. So that's the term HaKodesh. But there's a second part that we use. We don't just call Hashem HaKodesh, we call him HaKodesh Baruch Hu. So there he goes on. Mitzad bechinas hasagaseinu. However, in terms of our grasp, from Hashem's perspective, Hashem is Kodesh, totally separate, totally unchanging, totally beyond, totally untouchable. Can't add to Him, you can't take away from Him. However, in terms of our point of view, mitzias hakoiches v'ulomis, which is the reality of different forces. We live in the world of different forces, right? There's winds and there's magnetic forces and electrical forces and whatever it is. All sorts of powers in the world, right? all sorts of countries, all sorts of kingdoms. So we live in a world of koichis, different forces, where you long as different worlds. There are upper worlds, there are lower worlds, not just the physical world, there are all sorts of spiritual worlds. One learns the Kabbalah, there are all sorts of spiritual worlds, world upon world upon world upon world. All of those worlds. So our reality, which is the reality of different forces and different worlds, who nikra Baruch Kavyo, saying our reality, from our point of view, we call Hashem Baruch, the Blessed Be One, the Blessed One. Which is, so to speak, mitzad his chabrus is Baruch Aleim, in terms of the fact that he is attached to our world, you know, as he interacts with our world. There is some part of him that filters through into our world, and that presence is able to receive blessing. Because we need to give strength to Hashem. And as we empower Hashem to help us more. Nu ois le'elokim, give power to Hashem. What does that mean, give power to Hashem? How can you give power to Hashem? Give Hashem the ability in our reality, where Hashem's help to us is limited. He only gives us so much resources, so much money, so much time, so much strength, so much ability. Our resources are limited. No one's got unlimited resources. So therefore, we can ask Hashem to give us more. So in terms of our reality, which is this reality where Hashem is hidden, we can ask that Hashem should help us more. He should give us more. Or that He should reveal Himself to us more. He should feel Him more. So therefore we need, in terms of us, we need more of Hashem. Right? We need more of His blessing. We need more of His help. We need more of His strength to come and strengthen us. We need more divine inspiration to inspire us. We need more of Hashem than we've got at the moment. Hashem is the source of all, but we need more of that all. And so therefore, how do we get that? Enabling Him to help us. How do we enable Him to help us? By being more fitting to receive help. And as when we are more deserving, we will receive more help. So therefore, we ask that Hashem should help us more, which is in a sense asking that we should be more, that therefore we should receive more. And therefore, that's the concept of adding to Hashem. In our reality, in terms of our reality, it's possible to add to Hashem, ribu brocha v'shefa, that Hashem should be able to bless us more, and He should influence us more, He should give us more, He should enrich us more, He should prosper us more, give us more affluence. If we do pleasing deeds, we do the right type of thing, we live the right type of lifestyle, then we release Hashem's brocha. As we said before, when we learned Shar Beis, these are the two terms together. From Hashem's point of view, He is Kodesh. He's totally separate, totally unchanging. But that's Hashem Himself is also called Boruch. He's the source of blessing. That, right? Right? In other words, from our point of view, He can be blessed. He can help us more, and He can come more into our lives. He can reveal Himself more to us. Maybe we can receive divine inspiration. Maybe we can receive prophecy. There were people who received prophecy from Hashem. Hashem exposed more of Himself. So therefore, there's a possibility of being blessed and receiving Hashem's blessing in this world. Right? But I call echad. So therefore, we're using Hakodesh in terms of, from His perspective, Baruch, source of blessing, in terms of our perspective, that we can release Hashem's blessing and receive Hashem's goodness in our life. Because Hashem here is in our reality, from our point of view, Hashem is hidden. We don't see Hashem. We don't see Hashem in our world. Maybe a little bit, we get a glimpse every now and then, but we don't really see Hashem. But by blessing Him and by elevating ourselves, by doing pleasing deeds, so He becomes more revealed, He helps us more and more. So therefore, in terms of us, He's called Baruch. Right? That when we bless Him, so then He is empowered to help us. Those are the two terms together. And really the two terms are two aspects of Hashem, HaKodesh and Baruch Hu. From His point of view, HaKodesh, and from our point of view, Baruch Hu, the source of blessing, the source of goodness. And on terms of this, from our point of view, which is where we're living in, our world, which is from our point of view, and that's what the verse says. When the verses speak of Hashem from our point of view, so it speaks about Keil Elyon, the God on high, the one who's up there, Yoishev B'Shamayim, the one who dwells in heavens, Behar Bekiyotze, and many other examples. Perek Vav, chapter 6. Call Yosoi the Torah Kedusha, the entire foundation of the Holy Torah, the Chol Azoris V'Amitzus Kulam, with all of the different negative commands and the positive commands, all of the different aspects of the Torah, all the things we have to be keeping, Asay V'Luis Asay, the things we have to be doing, the things that we shouldn't be doing, Kulam Hulchim Al Pizois HaBechina. Everything works according to this concept that we've said, that there's our point of view and there's Hashem's point of view. In terms of our point of view, that certainly there's distinction. There are different places, there are different situations, there are different times. Right? If it's Yontif, then it's not a weekday. If it's Shabbos, it's not a weekday. Right? There are different times, we move through different times. From our point of view, certainly there are different situations which call for different actions. We have to conduct ourselves in different ways. In your weekday, you put on tefillin. In Shabbos, we don't put on tefillin. So therefore, we're called on to act in a certain way. And therefore, in places that are clean and pure, so we are permitted and also we are obligated to speak and think words of Torah. If you're in a clean place, you're not in a toilet, you're not in a bathroom. So you not only can speak words of Torah, you should be speaking words of Torah. Right? We live in a world of different places. So if you're in a place that's filthy, where there's sewage, etc., you're placed where there's an exposed sewage pipe, whatever. So therefore, Nesru Behem, Afhiru Divetur, there is such place you're not allowed to even think words of Torah. There's certain places you can't even think words of Torah. V'chein kol inyone v'sidra achiyuv halagiseinu shenitztavino b'fiv b'Torah HaKadosh. All of the other matters and all of the other orders of our obligations, how do we conduct ourselves, all of our different obligations in terms of this world, in terms of keeping mitzvahs, all the things we've been commanded by the Torah to keep are different things for different situations. And if we didn't have this, if we didn't have our point of view, our side of reality, if we didn't have our reality the way we know reality, then we would, there'd be no room for Torah and mitzvahs. If we were living in the world from Hashem's point of view, so there's nothing to be learned, there's nothing to be done, there's nothing, it's all Hashem, it's all filled with Hashem. If we were just filled with Hashem, everything was permeated with Hashem, there's nothing besides Hashem's presence, and we also are part of Hashem, so we could be doing nothing, there's nothing to be done, we can't do anything. We need that Hashem has to be hidden for ourselves to exist independently, and for us to have mitzvahs to do, and growth, and the fact that we can grow, the fact that we can change. So we need that, we need this reality, our point of view, where Hashem is totally hidden. We have room in which to operate. We can grow ourselves. The Afshab the Emes, Shemitzidu Yisborach HaMasig Atzmusa, and even though in truth, from Hashem's point of view, that He knows Himself, Hashem knows Himself, we don't really know Hashem. Hashem knows Himself, who Mole is called Ashvog Mura, and He fills it all with absolute perfection. And there's no breaks, there's nothing that stands in the way of Hashem, there's nothing that stops Hashem from His presence, from filling all of reality. There's no such different places, no such thing as a different place at all. There are no distinctions. Like I call Achdus Poshut, Kakuidim Abriya Mamish, where the entire reality of Hashem is all one single unity, like before creation completely. However, we, from our point of view, we're not able, number one, we're not able to enter that reality, we're not able to even think of that reality, grasp that reality. We also don't have permission to think about that reality. If we think excessively how there's nothing besides Hashem, we can actually hurt ourselves. That we can't enter that at all to even think about it. So we can think about it sort of from the outside. There's the concept that Hashem is one, that we understand. But to actually enter that sort of realm, to actually really live in that type of realm, we can't enter that at all. We don't have the ability, and we're not allowed to. So we can't think at all about this very, very awesome aspect. Later, lahasig ech adin yochid bochu molesako, to actually know and to grasp how our Lord, right, our single, our one united Lord, fills it all. Hashem, who is our Master, fills all reality. We actually can't live that at all. V'kol ha'makimus, and all places that He fills all places. V'achdus poshut, with a simple unity. V'shivu yigomu, absolutely equal in all places. Chalila v'chalila, something that's beyond us, and chas v'sholem, that we should even try to get there because we're not allowed to. Like the Rokeach writes in one of his works, that which is hidden from you, do not investigate. Don't investigate that which is hidden from you. He's referring to this idea. This is also what he's bringing in the book of Yetzirah. The Sefer Yetzirah is the book that is attributed to Avraham Avinu, Sefer Yetzirah. And that's also things that are hidden, certain areas that are hidden, that's not for us to enter. Return the Creator into His place, that He is the Creator of all. Just go back to the basic idea. Don't start looking too deep. Just go back to the basic idea. Hashem is the Creator of all. And in another brisa it brings, Imratz Libcho, if your heart runs away with you, Shuv Lamokum, come back to the basic premise, the basic idea, that Hashem is the place of the world, He's the Creator of all. Shilakach Nema Achayus Rotzo V'Shev. And about this, the verse says that the Chayus, the angels that are called Chayus, run and return. They run and return. They run towards this idea of the greatness of Hashem, and then they sort of run back from it because it's just all encompassing. It just swallow them up, and they just cease to exist. So therefore, they run towards this idea and they return. Perish, peshitavshu belibcho, which is to say that when you start thinking in your heart, al boyer olam mahu, when you start thinking about the Kodesh Baruch Hu, what Hashem is, ve'echan ha'yoseh b'chol mokum ma'isov, and how does he dwell in all of his places and all of his actions, bloim picho milidabe, just block your mouth from speaking, just shut up. He's saying just that's, and when we go into these areas, we start thinking, you know, where's Hashem, you know, where's Hashem's place? What is Hashem doing? Where's his real place? Where's his real home? Where's his real location? So when it comes to thinking about those, we have to just keep block up our mouths and not speak about it at all. Right? Stop your mouth from speaking. Libcho lahare, stop your thoughts from thinking. Hasem achshav libcho, remove all such thoughts from your heart. And if you do find your heart straying to such thoughts about Hashem's place, Hashem's reality, husho maher, quickly come back. Al taher, don't think about it. This can be a dangerous area. Come back to the concept of the Hashem is the creator of the world, he's the source of all, and we have to do his service and we have to respect him. We have to do his service, we have to fear him. And about this, there was a covenant made that we can't enter the realm of Hashem. There's a covenant about that. We made a promise that we won't think about his godliness. We won't think about his place. Something that all the sages in the world can't really know it. That's what the Rekech writes. Ein Shan Boerich. And all of the heavenly hosts above, they ask, where is his holy place? We say this in the Musaf on Shabbos. Kvoido male oilom. His glory fills the world. As we say in the Musaf. Kvoido male oilom. Meshasav sholim zelaze. Meshasav, his angels. Those who serve him, those are his angels, the ministering angels. Meshasav sholim zelaze. They ask each other, Aye makoim kvoido. Where is Hashem's holy place? Even the angels can't grasp us. They ask one another, the angels themselves, the highest heavenly beings themselves, cannot grasp this idea of the place of Hashem. The place of Hashem, where it's just Hashem's presence and nothing else. The angels themselves can't grasp this thing. And that's what we say in the Musa. That's what they ask. Where is his holy place? Where is Hashem's home? Where is it only Hashem? Right, and this is what is brought in the Gemara in Chagiga. Midamri bol kvoid Hashem mim koimoi. Right, they say ayei mekoim kvoidoi, and then they say boch Hashem, boch kvoid Hashem mim koimoi. Wherever he is, the glory of Hashem is wherever it is. Right, blessed is the glory of Hashem wherever it might be. We don't know where it is. We can't say where it is. The angels themselves say, well, we don't know. So we just bless Hashem wherever he might be. Right, because we can't know his place. Nikal de bim koima leka de yodale. Because his place itself, Hashem's place itself, there's no one who knows it. The Moshe Rabbein Alav Shalom bikshu nafshel asiga inyan ba'amru hareini na kvoidecha. Moshe Rabbein also tried to grasp this idea. Moshe Rabbein himself also tried to understand this idea when he said, hareini na kvoidecha, Hashem, show me your glory. You know, there's a special, very special time for Moshe Rabbein after the Jewish people sinned with the golden calf. So Hashem was going to destroy them. And Moshe Rabbeinu spent 40 days on the mountain davening for them. 40 days. And he was not eating, not drinking, just davening for them. And finally Hashem forgave them. And at that point he reached a very, very special point. And Hashem had actually done this huge favor for Moshe Rabbeinu. He'd sort of given him his request. He asked to save the Jewish people. Hashem gave it to him. And at that point, once he was in, he was like in the inner sanctums, so he asked for a special favor for himself. He asked, let me see your glory, Hashem. And it was that he came to that tremendous closeness. He was begging for the Jewish people, begging for the Jewish people. He was doing for the Jewish people, which is the greatest thing we can do. When we work for Jewish people, we work on behalf of our nation, on behalf of our community. We're working for other Yidden. So that brings us very close to Hashem, because we're doing it L'Shem Shemayim, we're doing it for the others, we're not doing it for ourselves. So he came to this tremendous closeness to Hashem, tremendous point of closeness, and that's where Hashem taught him about the 13 meters of Rachamim, and the 13 attributes of Rachamim, or mercy. In a very, very close place, at that point, he asked Hashem, let me see your glory. So and Hashem couldn't give it to him. He says, no, lo yirei adam v'chai. No man can see me and live. You can't. If you were to see me, you'd have to cease to live. You can't live anymore. Once you enter my reality, then you become a part of me. and then you cease to exist independently. Once you come, once you switch over from your point of view to my point of view, in terms of my point of view, you don't exist because it's all me. So lo yireini adam, no person can see me and continue to live. Lo yireini adam v'chai. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, and even at this very special high point in his life, is one of the climaxes of his life. Hashem said, no, you can't see me. Hanchis mokam kvoido anal. Lo yinitan lo. This was not given to him to see Hashem's glory. This was not given. Rak hu levado yisborach hamesig asmusri. It's only Hashem Himself who grasps His own reality, His own oneness, His own what Hashem. Only Hashem knows Himself. Hashem knows Himself. That's for sure. Sometimes you say about a person, that person doesn't know Himself. Doesn't know his own strengths. He doesn't know his own weaknesses. He doesn't know his own craziness. You know, certain person is so crazy, he says he doesn't even know how crazy he is. But Hashem knows Himself, and it's only Hashem who knows Hashem. Akula vada yisbol hamaisig atzmus. It's only Hashem who knows Himself. He's the one who knows the essence of this very, very wondrous concept, of this wondrous and hidden concept. And he stories Hashem Elokeinu. It's mentioned in the Torah that the hidden things are to Hashem. They are great hidden secrets which we can never grasp, and they belong to Hashem. Hashem knows all the secrets. By Hashem, there's no secrets. And we have not been given permission to even think about that which we are not allowed to think about. It's only what's been revealed to us, it's for us to think about. Because that's the verse. Hidden things are for Hashem. The revealed things are for us and our children. That which Hashem has shown us, that which Hashem has revealed to us. And there's many things that Hashem has revealed to us. There's a lot of Torah to learn. There's a fortune of Torah to learn. It's a very, very lofty Torah. There's a mystical Torah. Very, very high Torah. That which has been revealed, that's for us. But that which is kept hidden, that's not for us. Which is to say, the revealed things means all those things on our from our point of view, from our side, from our angle. In which case, that's the concept where Hashem is called the one who surrounds the world, not the one who fills the world, which is the one concept, but rather Hashem who orbits the world, Hashem who looks out on us from above. He's way up there and He's looking down on us from outside, and He's helping us from outside. That's the aspect, that's our aspect, that's the aspect that we can enter. Which is right, because with all of this, with all of His greatness, we'll see a little bit later, the word tzimtzum means he hid himself, He hid His glory, hid his self, His true self, He hid from us completely. And Hashem is hidden, and that's how we exist, by Hashem hiding Himself. That's what creates the empty space that we can live in. So here, with His will, He hid Himself from us. Yisrael Eina Soga Metzius Ulomis. So that we will be able to grasp the reality of our lives and different worlds and different forces and different creatures, all sorts of different creatures. There's insects, there's all sorts of animals, there's all sorts of flying animals, birds, etc., all sorts of angels, all sorts of creatures. The fact that all these creatures can exist, all these different places and realities and can exist, is only because Hashem, so to speak, has pulled Himself away from our world, and that's what allows for this creation to exist. And therefore, we are obligated to fix in our heart, to know and fix in our hearts, emunas oimen baltimod. We've got to have the trustworthiness of the craftsman who doesn't falter. You know, sometimes you have a craftsman, sometimes you have a repair shop, and these people are very, very trustworthy. You know, whatever you give them, they repair it, they fix it properly, you can trust them, they're not going to do anything funny. So we have to have that trustworthiness in terms of Hashem, in terms of Yetzirah. So in terms of us, certainly there are different places. In Yonim Shonim, certainly there are different issues that we have to deal with. It's not all the same, it's not all Hashem. There are different issues, there are different problems we have to deal with. It's people that have troubles, we have to try and help them. In Yonim Shonim, Le'inyan Dina, in terms of the Locha, how do we carry out the justice in the world? If there's a poor man, the poor man has to receive charity. If there's a rich man, he has to be asked to give help. He has to come and help the poor man. So we have to try and execute justice. Hilchose Rabs. and Hilchos Rabsin, it's all of the lochas, all of the Torah, with all the Shulchan Aruch and the Shas and the Talmud and the Poskim, all the lochas we have, hundreds and hundreds and thousands of lochas, which are all to do with our world of change, our world of different places and different peoples, where we have the Torah commands us how to conduct ourselves. That is our reality. That's what we have to stick with. K'moshe b'savti le'el, as we said before, Yehi Pinas Yosoid Haimuna. That's the corner of our faith. That's our area of operation. What we've been given is our world, with its different elements, and we've given the Torah to conduct our world according to the Torah. Right? To fulfill the Torah and the mitzvahs as Hashem wants from us. That's our world. We have to live in our world. We can't live in Hashem's world. We can't live life from Hashem's perspective. We have to live in our world, where there are different places and there are different demands made on us, and we have to fulfill these demands and fulfill our duties. This is also one of the reasons. After we say the unity of the first pasuk of Krishma, I mean, we have an obligation, even though this is a concept we don't enter, we have an obligation to say it twice a day. We have to say twice a day, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem is all one. So twice a day we have to just connect with that idea from the outside. Connect with the idea that Hashem is all one. But straight after we say that, we say another thing. We say, Baruch Hashem Kvod Malchuso. Now what's that? Why is it that straight after saying Shema, we always have to say, Baruch Hashem Kvod Malchuso? So he's going to explain it right now. Right? And this is one of the reasons why, after the unity of that we declare when we say Shema Yisrael, so immediately we say, Baruch Hashem Kvod Malchuso Leolam Ve'ed, Hu Kamo Shel Kosuv Lahalan. This is what is going to be explained also later in chapter 11. She'inyan Yichud Pasuk Rishon V'Tevus Echod. That the idea of the unity of Hashem, which is in the first pasuk, in the word Echod, Hashem Echod, Hashem Echod, Hashem is one. He's all one. That is to think that Hashem, who is the unity, the absolute unity, who echad b'chol ha'olam is b'riyas kulam. He is the one element running through all of the worlds and all the creatures. All the creatures are powered and fueled with that oneness. All life in this world, all energy in this world, is all from Hashem. All force in the world is all from Hashem. Achtus poshut k'mashmo. There is just a single force. It's actually not such a hard idea to grasp, because there's an energy. Mind, everything in the world is an energy. Everything is run with energy. Everything, if you say it's all atoms, then it's all energy. Electrons. All material comes from energy. So therefore, there's a single source of energy, and that runs through all of life. Every single leaf, and every single insect, and every single planet, and every single power. It's all that one energy, that's the oneness. That's what we declare when we say Shema. The kulam echshavim la'ayin. He is the absolute oneness, and everything else is really nothing, because he is them all. He's the force. He's the one that brings all things into being. And oid milvad is baruch legam. There's nothing besides Hashem completely. And that, so that we don't start thinking about this concept. Right? You know, we declare that Hashem is one, which means it's all Hashem and there's nothing else, so that we shouldn't start thinking about this beyond what we're allowed to think. And that's why we say straight after this, Baruch Hashem Kvod Malchuso Leolam Ve'ed. She's Bar Sham. Over there it's explained, Shakavonu Ala Bechina Shemitzad HaSagasein. And there it's explained that the intention is only in terms of our point of view. Now it's Baruch Hashem Kvod Malchuso. Blessed is Hashem. Hashem is all one, but in terms of us, blessed Hashem. May Hashem be blessed. Hashem's up there. Right? Hashem is our king. He's our king, and we who exist separately from him, we obey his commands. So now, to bring it back to our perspective, now the Shema Yisrael is more of Hashem's perspective, but to immediately detach ourselves from that, we immediately take Hashem from our perspective, that Hashem is our king. He's the one who gives us the Torah. He's the one who gives us our lives. He's the one who feeds us, and we have to respect him and we have to obey him. Where he shows us a reality of different worlds, different creatures, all sorts of different things that all are his desire, which need his blessing. All of the different creatures in the world, all the different elements in the world, they all need his bracha. They all need his bracha. Even the mountains, Even the mountains need Hashem's bracha. Even the hills, right? They all need Hashem's bracha to continue to exist. So that's from our perspective. We're all in need of Hashem's blessing. That was what we said before. HaKadosh, that's the one who's all one. And HaBorchu, the one who's the source of blessing. That's in terms of us. That we need Hashem's blessing. We all need Hashem's blessing. Every part of the world needs Hashem's blessing. Atzichim lisborich mi'itoiv. Hu amuilech aleihem. That we need His blessing, and He is our King. He's the one who rules over all. Their Baruch Shem V'Yod Malchus, and that's the idea of saying Baruch Shem V'Yod Malchus. That's what we're saying. Hashem is the source of blessing, and He is our King, and that's for all. That's for our entire reality. And this is the reason why, that according to the Zohar, that the first pasuk is called the upper unity. Yichud Ilo, the upper unity. Now it's the Pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, is called the upper unity. Pasuk, Baruch Shem Purim Malchus Le'olam Ve'ed, where the second Pasuk that we say, Baruch Shem Purim Malchus Le'olam, that's called Yichud Tato, that's called the lower unity. V'hum V'vuan, that's understood. So in other words, immediately that we do sort of touch on the upper unity, where it's all Hashem and Hashem is one, we've got to immediately sort of set it right. Like getting back into our world. The same thing we said before, the angels. Angels run towards Hashem, and then they run back from Hashem, because otherwise they'll be consumed. My Hashem's fine. They'll just run and they'll be absorbed. They'll be swallowed up alive, and they'll cease to exist. Like we said also about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem said, you can't see me and live. If you see me, then you cease to exist. So the same thing, we also are doing that. When we say Shema Yisrael, that's a very, very lofty concept. Hashem Echad, it's all Hashem. We've immediately got to correct that by coming back to our reality and saying, no, Hashem's our King. He's the source of our blessing. He's the one who takes care of us. And we say, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Ve'ed. So Hashem is the King of all. He's the master of all. And He feeds us all. And that's Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Ve'ed. And that's in our reality. So first Shema Yisrael, that's the upper unity. And then Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus, so that we're all dependent on one King who takes care of us completely. That's called the lower reality, the lower unity. Upper unity, Yichud Ilo, that's the Shema, and then Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus is the Yichud Tato. The lower unity is the second pasuk, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus, and that relates to us. That's our world, that's our lives, that's our actions, that's our mitzvahs, our Torah, etc.